Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing to deal with understanding the importance of connecting with your God-ordained Joshua, which I stated last week that the Joshua spirit is a fathering spirit. So I will deal with point number one this morning, understanding the importance of connecting to your God-ordained Joshua. I'm coming from the book of Judges, chapter 6, verses 11 through 14. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak, which was in Ophrah, that pertained unto Joash the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? Now, we just read here in Judges chapter 6, and just for context's sake, at the time that the angel of the Lord visited Gideon, Israel, because of idolatry and because of spiritual adultery, Israel found themselves in a backslidden state, and they rebelled against God, and so God raised up the Midianites to be a heavy hand upon them and to oppress them. And so the Midianites would steal the harvest of the children of Israel. So the children of Israel would hide in the mountains. They would hide in caves. And they would hide themselves with their wheat, with their harvest, because the Midianites would come to steal it from them. And Israel at this time was under few decades of oppression by the Midianites. But the time came when it was time for deliverance, when the fullness of the time of the Lord came, that the Lord himself appeared unto Gideon. And the Lord found Gideon hiding under an oak tree. And it's important for us to understand that when it is our time, when it is our season, when it is our hour, God will know exactly where to find us. And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Gideon. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. So the angel of the Lord was not here addressing Gideon by his oppression. He was not addressing Gideon by his experience, but he was addressing Gideon by his purpose and his destiny. He says, thou mighty man of valor. And in the Hebrew, that would be Ish Gibor Kail. He said, thou mighty man of valor. So God was not addressing him based on his experience. God was not addressing him based upon what he was going through, but God was addressing him based upon his purpose and his assignment. And there's a lot of times we allow our purpose and our assignment to blind us to what God has called us to. So God was not addressing Gideon based upon what was on him, but God was addressing Gideon based upon what was in him. And so the reason why it is important for us to be connected to our God-ordained Joshua, our spiritual fathers, because God has given them the eye, God has given them the perception, God has given them the intuition to look beyond what is up on you and speak directly to what is in you. There are those who can speak to what is upon you, and them speaking to what is on you can bring a level of breakthrough and can bring a level of deliverance. But when God is ready to launch you into your purpose, he will use individuals, he will use spiritual fathers to look past your oppression, to look past your issue of blood, to look past your bent over, to look past your spiritual impotence and speak directly to what is in you. The tragedy that we find in the body of Christ today, that many people are functioning, many of God's people are operating and functioning based upon what man has placed upon them instead of identifying what God has placed in them. Man might call you an apostle, but did God place that in you? Man may call you a prophet, but did God place that in you? Man may call you an evangelist, but did God place that in you? And we see the angel of the Lord appear to Gideon and begin to speak to Gideon concerning his purpose and his assignment. And sometimes we can identify ourselves by way of our experience, where we're coming from, and what we're going through, what our weaknesses and failures may be. But God is not interested in what is on you. God is interested in what is in you. So what God wants to do is allow him to focus on what is on us, that we may focus on what is in us, that you may focus on what is in you. He's called Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. He called Moses in the backside of the desert. And he called Moses, let Moses know, I've heard the cry of my people, and I'm sending you into Egypt to deliver them. And the first thing that Moses did, he said, but I am a man of slow speech. But in the book of Acts, it lets us know that Moses was mighty in word and in deed. So why did Moses say that he's a man of slow speech? Because Moses grew up in the educational system of Egypt. He grew up in the Egyptian mystery system. So Moses was scientific-minded. Moses was well-educated. Moses was an intellectual. But God was not calling Moses because of his intellectual prowess. God was not calling Moses because he was well-learned or well-educated. God brought Moses in the backside of the mountain to deprogram him that he may reprogram him. And Moses and God had done such a great job at deprogramming Moses that when God called him, he says, I'm a man of slow speech and stammering lips. God said, yep, now I can send you, Moses. And God then began to speak to the deliverer that was in Moses. And he said, I'm sending you in Egypt to bring my people out. He called Gideon. And the first thing Gideon did was offer reasons why he couldn't. God, you know, my family is the least in Israel, and we are the poorest of my family. But God was not interested in that. God was interested in what is in you, because it is what is in you that will fulfill his purpose and his assignment that he has committed to you. We've seen Jeremiah chapter 1. He called Jeremiah. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the mother's womb, I knew you. And before you came forth out of her belly, I ordained you a prophet. And Jeremiah said, but Lord, I am but a youth. I cannot speak. And the Lord said, say not to yourself that you're but a youth. The Lord said to Jeremiah, but you shall go to whom I sent you. Now, it's important to understand that God was not calling Jeremiah to be a prophet. God was calling Jeremiah because he was a prophet. He said to Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb and before you came forth out of your mother's belly, I ordained you a prophet. So God was not calling Jeremiah to be a prophet. He was calling Jeremiah because he was a prophet. He was not calling Moses to be a deliverer. He was calling Moses because he was already a deliverer. He was not calling Gideon to be a deliverer. He was calling Gideon because Gideon was already a deliverer. When God calls you, he's not calling you to be. He's calling you because of what he has put in you And that's what he's speaking to in the book of Yeshayahu, Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah says, in the year that King Uzziah, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And Isaiah then said, woe unto me, for I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And the scripture says that one of the seraphim took a tongue, took a coal off the altar, and placed it on his lips, and says, now is your iniquity passed from you. And then the Lord asked the question, who shall I send, and who shall go forth? And Isaiah said, Lord, send me. Whenever God is ready to send you into your purpose and your assignment, God will address what is on you, but he needs you to be able to identify what he has put in you. So each one of these individuals that God called, they had an excuse why they could not. But God was letting them know, I'm not calling you because of what's on you or because of what you're in. I'm calling you because of what is in you. I'm speaking to what is in you. And when God called Moses, Moses asked the Lord, who shall I say sent me? And the Lord said to Moses, tell them, Eshe, or I am that I am. Now, when Moses went to Egypt and he said to the children of Israel, they asked, what is the name of this God of our fathers that sent you? Moses said to them, I am that I am. When you come to that place where God is ready to launch you into your purpose and into your assignment, God will give you a revelation of himself that will affirm you and that is consistent with your assignment. Because when Moses told the children of Israel that I am that I am, Moses could not affirm God without affirming himself. He says, I am that I am. So when God called you and sent you, he will give you a revelation of himself that will affirm you and that is consistent with the assignment that he sent you to. And that is why it is so important for us to understand why we need to be connected to our God or Jehovah Joshua, to our spiritual fathers, because God has given them the eye to not only speak to what's on you, but to speak to what is in you and turn you inside out. So what is in you is not just only in you, it's now on you. And Gideon was called by God. The name Gideon in the Hebrew means to be a feller or a hewer, someone who cut down. So God was calling Gideon to cut down all the groves and the idols that Israel had set up that turned their hearts from God toward the idols. And all God simply wants to do is to connect you, to align you to your spiritual father, so that that spiritual father may speak to what is in you to launch you into your purpose and to your assignment. And at the conclusion of his conversation with Gideon, the Lord said to Gideon, go in this thy might. And I say to you, the Lord bless you, and go in this thy might. We pray that you are blessed by the word today. You may contact Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry, home of the Empowerment Zone, at 772-323-8890. If you would like to support this program, you may donate by using Cash App, $DW Impact, or Zelle G. Crumbie at divinewordimpact.org. Join us again next Saturday at 8:30 a.m. right here at WCNO 89.9 FM. Be blessed and go in this thy might.